This is 2EC playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, gambling is a massive problem in Australia, and I am very honoured at the moment because I have the Reverend Tim Costello on the phone. Tim is the Chief Advocate for the Alliance for Gambling Reform and is at the forefront of tackling this crisis in Australia. How are you today, Tim?
I'm very well, Bertie, and lovely to be with you.
Thanks so much for giving me some time. Now, I really want to ask you, how bad is the problem in Australia?
The problem in Australia is world-beating. We have the greatest gambling losses per head of any nation in the world, and we have losses that are 40% higher than the nation that comes second. And if you want to know why that is, it's because we've got 20% of the world's pokies. So of the $25 billion lost by Australians each year in gambling, $15 billion is from pokies. And of the pokies in pubs and clubs in the world, 75% of the pokies in pubs and clubs in the world are in Australian pubs and clubs. And why that is so significant is most gambling is destination pokies. In a casino, you've got to get there, you've got to have enough money to get out, you've got to think about gambling, therefore. When they're in pubs and clubs, you're going out just to buy your milk and bread, to do your shopping, and there's a pub and club that's accessible. And that's why the Productivity Commission, two reports we've had into gambling in Australia, said it's the accessibility of pokies particularly that drives so much of the damage.
I think that's pretty much on the money, isn't it? Because if the pokies weren't there, people wouldn't play them.
If you've got to go to Las Vegas or plan to go into Star Casino rather than wherever your suburb is just doing the shopping, you don't play them. It's as simple as that.
So why are we so unique, Tim? Why Australia?
Well, it's not because we love gambling more than other nations, which is not what the gambling industry pushes. That's just a total fiction and lie. The Irish, the Kiwis, the Chinese, the English, all claim to be the greatest gamblers on earth, like Australians. And if the reason is very, very simple. We have the most irresponsible state governments and federal government when it comes to gambling policy. Their approach to gambling is like the United States' approach to guns. We look at America and go, they are completely mad and blindsided by guns. The rest of the world look at us with gambling and say the same thing. So the state governments, the ones who have allowed pubs and clubs, 75% of the world's pokies in pubs and clubs in Australia, to proliferate, no other responsible governments around the world have allowed that. That's why we have the great problem we have.
And is how much exactly are the companies, donating to our political parties? How powerful are they?
Oh, totally powerful. This is the analogy with the National Rifle Association in America. Why can't they get reform? Because of the massive donations of the National Rifle Association that has captured politics there. Same with pubs and clubs, pokies donations and sports betting donations here, captured both sides of politics. Therefore, the public interest, which is overwhelmingly to reduce accessibility, to limit the number of pokies, to ban or make it much more difficult for kids to see sports betting ads which saturate family-friendly programs, whether it's sport, the NRL, or cricket, or a block, or MasterChef, family-friendly programs which you couldn't have an alcohol ad on. Of course, you can't have a cigarette ad. They're adult products. But you can saturate family-friendly programs watched by kids with sports betting ads. That all happens because of political donations and political capture by the gambling industry.
And there was news today that the pokie machines are being used to launder money. Can you comment on that, Tim?
Yeah, so what we've known for a long time is the stories only now just reaching the wider Australian population is the casinos basically exist to launder the money of high, powerful, organised crime. So big money is laundered in casinos. Your suburban crims launder their money at the pokies. They go in. They can load up $7,500 in cash in one go at a New South Wales pokies venue. Play for 30 seconds, maybe have $7,000 at the end, get a check, their money's clean, the drug trafficking they've done, the selling of speed and ice to our kids is suddenly clean money. That's what the we've known for a long time, and which the Fairfax and 60 Minutes reports are showing.
So, with the lobby being so powerful, is there any real chance of reform? And perhaps you can tell us what progress has been made so far, if any.
Yeah, look, there's always, you've got to keep open eyes. We are seeing progress made because now Crown Casino has been utterly exposed by the Bergen Inquiry in Sydney and two royal commissions in Melbourne and Perth. And we now know Crown basically has existed to enable organised crime and isn't fit to hold a licence. Look, we know this is equally true of your local, harmless, friendly, family-friendly little New South Wales club. They know they're laundering suburban crims money. But lifting the lid on the predatory nature of a poker machine, how it preys on the vulnerable, and the cover-up of so-called good community people in clubs handing out community grants, money from the pokies. We have to lift the lid. As we do, we have great hope for reform, that Australians will say, this is appalling, we're not going to allow this to happen anymore.
So, Tim, how can we help? If there's somebody who wants to help, how do we help your cause?
I go to the Alliance for Gambling Reform website. We're not prohibitionists. Never have been. We are saying there will always be gambling, but you can make it much safer. You can slow down the machines. $1 bet spins, which the Productivity Commission has recommended. You can limit the hours. So instead of 9 a.m. to 5 a.m., the pokies venues are open, have sensible hours. You know, you close at midnight. There are a number of things that we can do to protect our kids. Sign the petition to get sports betting ads off TV, particularly in family-friendly hours. Go to the Alliance of the Gambling Reform website.
Okay, Tim, we could keep talking, but unfortunately we've run out of time. I really appreciate your time today, and best of luck with all the great work that you are doing.
Thanks very much. Good to be with you, Bertie.
Good on you, Tim. Bye.
Farewell. See ya.
Thanks, Tim.
Good. You're happy?